This is KM4RYP. Can I get a radio check, please?
The repeater, Anna, KI4DOS.
Q. You sound marvelous.
Two radio checks right there. Thank you so much, Larry and Gary. I appreciate it very much. I'm going to call them up for chat tonight, so I just want to make sure everything was working. Thank y'all. KM4RYP, I'm clear.
KK4JBQ, clear.
KI4LCI, standing by.
KO4RYP. CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ride to portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. I would like to welcome KA3JCA, Mr. Richard, in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Ms. Sally, in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Ms. Ashley, also in Simpsonville. I'd also like to welcome the club call, K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, located in Simpsonville, South Carolina. KM4JWP, Mr. Brian, in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mr. Mel, in Prosperity. W2AMD, Mr. Andrew, in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, Mr. Don, in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, I got ahead of myself. Ms. Linda, also in Piedmont. N4ASW, Mr. Tony, in Asheville. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, in Greenville. KW4TS, Mr. Jim, in Pelzer. KQ4FRY, Ms. Rhonda in Lyman. KQ4ESO, Mr. Mike in Simpsonville. K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. KO4YHY, Mr. Jim in Berea. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. And KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors. I do appreciate all who used the pre-check feature on the website, and thank you for joining us that way for the net tonight. All right, we don't have any EchoLink stations right now, so we will start our RF portion of the roll call. Next, tonight is Saturday night, not my usual Monday night, but Saturday night, so we will start with Alpha through Delta. We will begin with Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters A through D, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be short time tonight.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For RYP. And everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
RYP. And Anna, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, Q KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative and apologize for the TV in the background.
RYP. Santa, Mr. Chad, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Anna, and then Chad, and all on the net.
RYP. A1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland and Pickens, negative and negative, and a very great evening to all.
Control. Call on the net, please check in. November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, Doug and Walhalla, negative and negative. Everyone have a great evening.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a great group to start us off tonight. I do also want to go ahead and check in my husband, Chad, KO4NUE. He is here with me tonight, worn slap out from welding today. So he's taking a little rest tonight. I'm calling the net for him. I'd also like to welcome KK4DMW, Mr. Rick in Piedmont, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, it's good to hear from you tonight. Please tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello. I'd also like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave in Easley. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. Hope you've had a great day. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith in Seneca. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Keith. Hope you have a great rest of your evening. I'd also like to welcome KN4BLH, Mr. Kurt, over in Greenville. Hope you are well tonight, Mr. Kurt. Thanks for stopping by. And KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. And he brings along his lovely bride and my kindred spirit, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, thanks for stopping by. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello, and I'm thinking about her. I'd also like to welcome K1CJW, Mr. Roland, over in Pickens. It's great to hear you tonight, Mr. Roland. You're sounding good. Hope everything is well for you in Pickens. And Mr. Doug, over in Walhalla, N4AHO. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Doug. Hope you've had a great day. All right. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. It's me again, Anna. I forgot to relay in Johnny. WD4DYH. Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. By relay from W4DJW.
4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome WD4DYH by telephone relay, Mr. Johnny. Thanks, Dave, for that relay. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to slide on up to the next section of our alphabet, Echo Through Hotel. You need to check in with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H. Please call KO4RYP.
Calling the net tonight, Anna. It's good to hear you. But please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That is Patrick up here in Penrose, and glad to be back home tonight, but I will be in and out, Anna. Thank you.
4RYP. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kettler, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Good to hear you tonight, Mr. Patrick. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. And Mr. Harry up in Candler, KC4EZN. Always a pleasure to have you check in when I'm calling the net. Hope you have a great evening. Any additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4RYP. Nothing hurts. We're going to pause for just a second and go to Echo Link. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Anna. Check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, No traffic, no round table. Good evening, Miss Anna, to yourself and the net, and do tell Chad hello.
This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood via EchoLink KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen, it's always a pleasure to hear you on the radio, and Chad said to tell you hello right back. Hope you have a great evening. All right, we'll go back to our RF check-ins and slide on up to our next section of the alphabet, India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, and say 73s for each one of you.
Hope you and Chad are well. I think you said Chad knocked yourself out today. Hope he gets feeling better. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Chad, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
RYP. Kilo, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitored.
For RYP. By the way, it's so good to hear Andy sounding better. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Well, everybody has a good night. 7-3.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome Mr. James tonight, KK4JFO, and he is up there in Tuxedo, one of my favorite places in all the world. Hope things are well for you up on that mountain, Mr. James. Thanks for checking in. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Sid up in Fletcher, W4IOE. Always a pleasure to check you in, Mr. Sid. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, over in Table Rock. Andy, thanks for checking in. I do appreciate it and hope you've had a great day. And Mr. Larry, over in Greer, KK4JBQ. And he brings along his lovely wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, always good to hear you. Please tell Miss Donna I said hello, and I will be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP.
Good evening, Anna. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
This is KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome one of our Monday night net controllers, KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up in Asheville. Sounded good tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are well. All right, we're going to slide on up to the next section of our alphabet, Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning M through P, please call KO4RYP.
Listen, Miss Anna, please check in. Kilo 4, Austin, India, Matt. Loud and Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Walt, you might have that whole section all to yourself tonight, but it's so great to hear you check in. I'd like to welcome K4OIM, Mr. Walt, over in Inman. You're sounding good, Mr. Walt. Hope you've had a good Saturday. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. All right, let's move on up to our next section, Quebec through Tango. Any station Q through T wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
4, RYP. Again, KO4, QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
4, RYP.
Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry and Taylors. Please check me in. Thank you so much.
This is KO4 RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4 QLG, Mr. Chris over at Liberty. Good to hear you tonight, Mr. Chris. And Lewis had a great time with you the other day, so at the coin show, he really enjoyed it. So thanks for hanging out with him for a little bit. And I'd also like to welcome KO4RAX, Mr. Jim in Dacusville. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Jim. I hope your weekend is going great. And Mr. Harry over in Taylor's, KE6TCG. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. Thanks for checking in with me tonight. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP.
8 RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed and Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
This is KO Internet. I'd like to welcome WD8 RON. That's Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Hope things are well for you, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard, and thank you for stopping by. All right, we'll move up to the patient group tonight. Uniform through Zulu. Any station wishing to check through Z, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. 04 Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4 RYP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KB4ZVM, Mr. Dan over in Greer. Thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Hope your Saturday has gone well. All right, one more call for Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4RYP. All right, that long pause means we are done with that section of the alphabet, so we'll open it up to the entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Any station at all wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Sorry for the slow key up there. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't talking over anybody. If you would, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments other than to wish you and Chad a wonderful evening. Hope you guys are warm and safe there. And 73 to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comments tonight, Anna. Thanks again for calling the net.
This is KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Mike over in Simpsonville, AK4HR. Always good to hear you, Mr. Mike. Hope things are well for you. All right. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP.
RYP.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, get one on net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Always good to hear you, Mr. Tommy. Hope you are doing well. All right, this is KO4RYP now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. So the only one I've got for comments tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are things for you and Donna over in Greer tonight?
RYP, KK4JBQ. Well, things are fine. Fine. We had a fabulous day today, flanked by last night with temperatures in the 30s, and tonight temperatures in the 30s, but we still had a great day. Any day with sunshine is a great day. I don't know. We've had probably a very high relationship, high in cloudy days to sunny days. So many cloudy days, and you know, I'm like anybody else, I suppose. I get a little on a cloudy day. So the sunshine was a reason to get outside today and do a little pre-spring cleanup, I'll call it. We had some really cold nights this winter already, and it bit some of the plants that are perennials, come back every year, but a few will not be coming back. They are brown and dead. So Donna and I did some cleanup, and we did some preliminary discussion on what to replace these plants with and such as that. So that was fun. You know, anytime you can bring new things into the landscape. I mean, we don't have, you know, acreage or anything like that. But well, I'm talking just around the walks, front and back, and on the back patio and stuff like that, you know. Just to make coming home a nice thing to do. Yeah, so how was your day today?
KO4RYP with KK4JBQ. Larry, it was a good day. It was so beautiful. I got to spend a little bit of time outside today, and it was just gorgeous. It was just a good day. What I find really crazy with this weather is that I was in Columbia Thursday and Friday for work, and so I drove back from Columbia to the state yesterday afternoon, and when I got my car about 3:30 yesterday in Columbia, it was warm, almost even a little bit humid, and when I drove up and got out of my car about 5:30 up here, it was freezing. I could not believe how much the temperature had dropped, and it, you know, typically is a little bit cooler up here than it is in Columbia, but that temperature had to have dropped really, really quickly yesterday afternoon. And it was cold last night, too. So I think it is getting chilly again, but it was gorgeous today. So it sounds like you guys got a lot done. Are you going to plant anything new, trying to replace some of those perennials that you've cleaned up?
It's replacement of things that were perennials and had been bit by the severe cold. Maybe it was cold and dry, cold and wet. I think the living part of the plant, which is not necessarily doing anything else but is the center of life for the plant, is between the leafy part and the roots. It's called the crown. Isn't that a nice name for where the life lives? So if the crown of the plant, which is just right at the soil line, if that is bitten by freezing temperatures, then pretty much it goes away. Unless it's a woody plant, which has insulation, you might call it. Trees are an example of that. You know, trees can be can survive in the most extreme climates on Earth. I have a lot of respect for trees. We discussed things like we have a flower box that's sort of in the middle between ourselves and the house next to us. And that's always been a joy to look out the window and see. And it was supposed to be an annual, but because of the way we planted it and how we planted it, it has come back year after year for 5 or 6 years now. But I think this particular past winter, it bit it really hard, and I don't think it's coming back. So we had real success with what we use. I can't give you the botanical names or even the common names of what we had planted in there, but we kept all those little those little stake things. They're plastic things, you know, that gives you the care and keeping of a plant. You know, you get one at a nursery and you get something like that. We kept all those. and most of them, I think, have little pictures, which is very helpful to, you know, go, because these names sometimes escape me. Well, they most of the time escape me. And so we know exactly what to replace that with. We have planter boxes beside the on either side of the front door. And we had ivy and some flowering plants mixed in with the ivy and what's called spike. I do know the common name for that. It's a tall, spindly, it's got several like spindly leaves that grow tall. Spike is a good name for it. And we finally lost those. They'll have to be replaced. And in the back, it's just a free-for-all in the back because we've had nothing living back there for a while. Except some, what is it called? Spirea, I think it's called. And some sedum. Yeah, we have some sedum, which is very hardy. So that will be our starting place. We concentrated mostly in the front today, and as we get closer to reliable warm weather, we'll talk about the back. But anyway, it's always fun. It's the only gardening that we do since we can't, where we live, it's, you know, we live in a commune, you know, an HOA, and you don't own any land to have a garden, a table garden, if you will. We just, you know, don't have space for that. Tomatoes, I just love fresh, ripe, really ripe on the vine, go out and pick it and then eat it type of thing. Love that. Anyhow, long answer to your short question, KK4JBQ.
Well, I might just need you to give me some of your good plant knowledge. I keep saying every year I'm going to try to do some landscaping and get some things planted, but I don't have the green thumb, so it typically doesn't turn out too well when I try to do that. But boy, talking about tomatoes, that makes me crave a fresh off-the-vine tomato. There's nothing like it, and you just, in the winter, you can't get a decent tomato anywhere, just about. So I've almost quit buying them at the grocery store just because they're so disappointing during the winter, for sure. I have seen a lot of daffodils blooming, and I hope that they didn't all get zapped by the cold last night. I'm not sure if they're hardy enough to last, but I'm sure everything else is going to burst forth blooming too, because I think it's supposed to get in up to like 80 next week, which is crazy.
That forecast, that is crazy. Coming off of what we're exposed to right now. Yeah, one thing about plants that I have observed and is worth passing along and for everybody to hear is that when you get a plant in the nursery, it's probably lived in a couple of or three containers in its young life. And each time it's transplanted, special attention needs to be made to the roots that you find. If when you take the plant and its root ball with, you know, a bunch of dirt out of the container from the nursery, you want to tease, it's called teasing, you want to disturb the roots. And if they're growing round and around and around the ball of soil that's been in the pot, then you want to get them straight. Because what will happen to a plant is that it will choke itself to death. If the roots have been trying to get further out than the pot, you see, it's contained. And then it starts growing around the inside of the pot, the roots do. So you just I take a knife. I carry a knife all the time, and I take a knife and just score from the crown all the way through the roots. Just score the soil. And it's healthy for the plant. It may seem like you're doing some damage, but it's healthy for the plant to tease the roots, shorten those roots that are growing round and round. Otherwise, they'll continue to grow round and round and choke the plant. Really just choke it. terrible with shrubs and saplings for trees, ornamental trees and things like that. If you're planting those, it's terrible to have the roots choke the plant as it grows. The roots are, you know, think about it the way the plant thinks about it, if you can personify it that way. It's had this obstacle that it can't get through the plastic or ceramic pot. And so the roots themselves will keep growing round and round and round. And as they get larger and larger and larger, they choke the plant. How about that?
Sitting here thinking that there's got to be like some life metaphor that like having your roots go round and round instead of growing down deep can just choke. I don't know. There's got to be some kind of a life metaphor in that plant.
Wise. And I think it's obvious to everybody that listens to you that there's wisdom there. You're looking for it all the time. And that's a very good thing to do. It just comes naturally. You don't have to try. You know. But that's a good way of looking at it, of course. And there's a lot of metaphor in nature that if we were paying attention, we could see it most clearly. You talk to any farmer you've ever met, and whether their farming was from the land or from their livestock, whatever they produce, they're so close to other living things and notice closely what the living thing is doing to thrive if they do or to suffer if they do. And there's metaphors everywhere, just everywhere. My whole family before me were farmers and close to the land, and I grew up with a great respect for people who work on the land and bring forth produce of any kind, or you know, they look at a tree and they don't see board feet of lumber. They see the one example of the oldest living thing on earth. I'm talking about respect here, I guess. So anyhow, the spring is a marvelous time. Lots of work to be done, you know. There's cleaning up the growing things, but then there's also the cleaning, the spring cleaning. Gracious me, every window in the house. Something to look forward to, right?
Definitely always something to look forward to in the spring, even if it's window washing, I do believe. I love the spring, so definitely love those warmer days, but not too hot. That's always the best part, but you're exactly right. Always something to look forward to.
That's how we, it's how we stay young, no matter what we look like. is we think in those terms. And there you go, another piece of wisdom from you. There we go. Well, Anna, we have crossed the boundary. Here we are at 9:40. So I'm sure it's at least officially the second shift of our check-ins will be waiting now. So I'm gonna step aside and let them come at you. Everyone have a great night. And as I said earlier, Andy, it's great to hear you sounding better. Glad you overcome whatever was congesting you. Anna, thank you for calling the net tonight, stepping up there and giving us all a treat, you might say. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
KO4RYP in the Blue Ridge Two-Meter Net. Mr. Larry, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you for hanging around and chatting with me for a little bit while the second shift came in. All right. If there are any stations that I've missed for check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4RYP. Echo Link stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call KO4RYP. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night is KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick will be calling the net, so please make sure to stop back by and show him some love and check in on his net. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.